So here is an example of a user defined function, and this user defined function is called setFrame. We've actually seen functions already, so this is just another example. And so this function is a function that loads a particular URL into a particular frame. So it's called setFrame. It has two arguments. So you see the syntax. It's function, name of function, arguments in ordinary brackets, curly brackets, and the actual body of the function. The function does not have to have a return statement in it. And so we see this statement here. So here I do some arithmetic, actual URL. I'm assuming there's some variable called base URL, which is defined the base URL, which I have to add relative URLs to. So I find the total URL by adding here the help.html, which is a relative URL to the base URL. Then I say top, which is, as we'll see, the topmost window in the browser, dotted into the object, which labels a particular frame, dotted into location, dotted into href, and that is actually equal to the URL. You can use URL or href to define a URL. So this example illustrates another peculiar feature of JavaScript. When using arrays, you can sometimes refer to them by, you can index into arrays either by strings or by numbers. And it is a little unclear when you're allowed to do either of them. And for the frames array, Netscape allows you to index into the frame array either with the name of the frame. So for instance, here I put frame label equal to main display, which is going to be the name of the frame. I can either use that, or if this happened to be the first frame, I could write frames of 0. And those would be equivalent. In user-defined arrays, you must choose either to use indices or to use alphanumeric labels. This actually does something which has been implied by some of these things I've discussed, but is very important. The way that you the usual way that you load a new page in JavaScript is to set the location variable of that page. So if you set the location variable of the page to a new location, that location gets loaded into that page. So this is a very interesting variable in that setting it actually causes action. So that says that JavaScript, as far as JavaScript is concerned, that's a very special variable. It actually triggers actions, not just storing a value. So you do not call a method to load a new page, although you can, because there's a replace method. But the normal way of doing it is just to set the location variable. So if you read the location variable, you get the current location. If you set it, you change it to a new location, and you load the corresponding URL into that page. So that's extremely important, because you need to do that very often. You often wish to have formed the URL by some mechanism, and you want to stick it in some frame or other. And as we've discussed, I think, many times, all this stuff should be put in the header, not in the body of the text, of the document, because things in the header process before everything in the body, and you want to make certain that these functions are actually known to Netscape before you use them, because otherwise you run into all sorts of trouble if you're not careful. Well, you get JavaScript errors. Let me see if there are any interesting